An armed group linked or allegedly linked to the Islamic State, ISIS, has since 2018 kidnapped and enslaved more than 600 women and girls in Mozambique's northern Cabo Delgado province. This morning, we joined by our guest, Zenaida Machado, researcher, Human Rights Watch, live from Maputo, Mozambique. Zenaida, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. We also have Mulana Nazir Lunat, who is an Islamic teacher, scholar in Mozambique. Mulana Nazir, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran for joining us. Zenaida, it's now 2 years. In 2018, these kidnappings began. Now, or more than 2 years, in fact, we're coming towards the end of 2021, 3 years down the line. What is the situation with regards to the girls that have been kidnapped, the women? Have many of them been returned? How many of them still remain in captivity under the Islamic State or the group linked to the Islamic State?
Thank you for your question. Look, first let me just clarify a few points. We started documenting on those kidnappings in 2018. But that doesn't mean that before then there were no kidnappings. We don't have any records of kidnappings prior to the time we started documenting. That's one point. The second one is on the numbers. We estimated based on our interviews and media reports that it could be at least 600 women. But we know from conversations with other groups that have been documenting and studying the role of women in this insurgency, that numbers could be way above that. For example, Observatorio Rural, which is a well-known group that operates in Cabo Delgado, estimates that it could be on thousands. So the numbers we provided is the ones we were able to calculate. The other question you ask, how many have been rescued? We don't know. And that's the other concern we have and we raised in our report, is that we hear from both the Mozambican government and their partners, that means SADC and Rwanda, that they have rescued women in the camps that have been raided and reoccupied by the security forces. But they give us very little details about the conditions, yes, of those women, how many are them, where are they? In fact, we don't know where they are at the moment, and what kind of treatment they have received from the side of the government forces.
Yeah, so a number of issues, a rather complex situation. Mulla Nazir Saab, you know, this situation has been under the spotlight for a while now, the situation in Cabo Delgado. As a religious leader from a religious organization living in Mozambique, how has the situation in Cabo Delgado affected you and your congregation and your community?
Jazakallah, but actually, when I was contacted yesterday, there was different issues. One issue was kidnapping, and one issue was of Cabo Delgado. So I thought maybe the kidnapping issue is which is carrying on, especially on. Indian community from 2011.
Yes.
This is one different issue. Another issue is Cabo Delgado issue. If you're talking about Cabo Delgado issue of kidnapping, as the lady spoke before me, she cleared that we don't have any statistics concerning that. We only have reports. The main thing is that the conflict at the moment has been quite down because of the Rwanda troops which came to help the Mozambique government. So the refugees at the moment, majority of them are Muslims, because the area where Cabo Delgado area and where the people have been affected are Muslim people. So in that, it includes not only women, includes men also, includes other people, but the most affected people are children and women, because many men were killed. So they have been transferred to the capital, Pemba. So we have tried to help through many Muslim organizations, helping to assist them in logistics and everything. But the main question is that they want to return to the places where they have their houses, they have their farm and everything. That is the concern which the government of Mozambique has still not settled, because the troops of Rwanda and them, they are still working. They have extended the period of staying in Mozambique. So that is all. At the moment, we can say we can't give you assurance answer concerning this issue.
Yes. Zeneida, in terms of, you know, the situation and how it's being viewed by Human Rights Watch, and you as a researcher at Human Rights Watch, some people believe that the fighting that is taking place, or that did take place, that is now somewhat settled in Cabo Delgado, is related to the discovery of minerals in the area. What assessment do you have in that regard?
We as Human Rights Watch have not conducted any research on the causes of the conflict, so I wouldn't be in a position to determine whether the cause is the discovery of minerals or anything else. But what I would use the opportunity to say is we have to be cautious about saying that the fight is subsidized. For example, we are getting reports that the conflict is spreading to other areas. Just recently, toward the end of last week, a village was attacked. About 15 houses were burned down. Fortunately, there were no human victims. But we have also heard of attacks in a nearby province called Niassa. So my concern right now is that the concentration of security forces in just one area of Cabo Delgado, and the fact that we haven't heard much about detentions and the location of the members of this group that have been causing chaos around northern Cabo Delgado, makes us think that they could probably have gone hiding and or moved to other areas where they can cause the same type of trouble. Again, going back to the issue of kidnappings, is that the most recent case of kidnapping of women actually took place after Rwanda and SADC and the Mozambican forces have claimed to have taken control of the region. So women across that region are still in danger. Yes. Wherever this group goes and destroys properties, they can still kidnap more women. And it is also very concerned that at this stage, the Mozambican government has not come public to say, where are the women and what are they doing to rescue all of them? Because there's a difference between rescuing and finding. They claim to have rescued women. We actually think that they found women in places where the insurgents had left. So it is important that Mozambican state comes up public with a clear plan on how to protect women and children, because they are the most vulnerable, but also how to rescue them if they have kidnapped by members of this group. But also there is a message for the group itself. They have to respect the humanitarian laws. And stop kidnapping women, stop enslaving them, stop sexually abusing them. And one most important thing, they should create a plan of discipline among their members to respect the rights of women.
Yes, certainly. That is of uttermost importance. Moulana Nazir, you spoke about the issue of kidnapping and abduction from 2011, and that has been an issue that has been affecting the community. Tell us more about that. How has it been from that particular period onwards? How has the Muslim community coped with it? And what have been some of the measures that they've been adopting?
First of all, I would like just to clarify that concerning Cabo Delgado is not anything linked to any Islamic organization in Mozambique. The government cannot prove, and no one can prove. There are Muslim individuals who are linked to maybe to ISIS and everything, but it's nothing to do with Islam. And this is for us as Mozambicans, and as we are living here, we feel that this is economic fight for minerals, for petrol and diamonds and everything to control the area. Is a fighting between multinational companies like Total and everything, which now they have signed the agreement with Tanzania. They left Mozambique one side. This is all political, economical fight. And maybe in our view, Muslims or Islam is being used for other purpose, which is nothing linked to religion. Concerning the kidnapping from 2011, this is affected to all communities, but especially the Indian community, which is not only Muslims, Hindus, and others also are being affected on the same level. The thing is that we have tried all level to try to talk to government, and we cannot succeed. We have talked to all the ministers, all different kind of ministers and prime ministers and presidents also, but we cannot sort this problem out. And we feel that this problem has expanded to South Africa. We feel that there is a link between the kidnapped people, kidnappers of South Africa and Mozambique. Only thing that in South Africa there are many groups of kidnappers, will we feel that is not one group. Yeah, in Mozambique we feel is only one group which is doing the job, and we cannot control. We don't know what is the future, because we have tried all the levels as to talk, and we feel that we are as orphans. We haven't got anyone who we can complain, who we can try to sort the problem out.
Yes, so...
How long that is going to carry on, we don't know. Inshallah, will be an end for everything. There is an end for everything. And we have to wait. So, and make dua.
Certainly. We appreciate your time, Zenaida, as well as Moulana Nazir. Shukran, Jazakumullah Khair. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.